Now, tens of thousands of Palestinians made homeless by Israel's onslaught on the Gaza Strip last summer are struggling to stay warm as an unprecedented cold snap hits the besieged territory. Many Palestinian families are still living in tents erected outside their destroyed houses. There's a severe shortage of electricity and fuel. Heavy rainfall and flooding have already worsened the situation as well. Now, Israel has imposed a crippling siege on the Gaza Strip since 2007, preventing basic supplies from getting through the impoverished enclave. Now we're joined by Press TV's own Ashraf Shannon out of Gaza. Ashraf, now, you know, there's been what donors have already pledged over $5.5 billion a few months ago. Barely any of it made its way to the besieged territory. And then in the summer offensive, Israel also knocked out the main power plant for Palestinians. How are these families supposed to cope in this harsh winter without construction materials getting in, humanitarian aid getting in, and without having their power plant restored?
Well, the humanitarian situation in Gaza is very harsh, especially for the tens of thousands of people who are still considered internally displaced by the recent Israeli war on Gaza that claimed the lives of around 2,200 Palestinians and over 12,000 were injured. Around 100,000 homes were destroyed. People are living in tents in front of their bombarded homes. Some of them are living inside United Nations schools serving as shelters. We have also to remind the viewers that last month, four children died because of the last winter snap. And this winter snap lasted for 3 days and made life miserable for the tens of thousands who are still without a place, a proper place to call home. People are living in makeshift homes, as I said, living in tents and shelters. And it seems that the international community has been turning a blind eye to their suffering. We talk to people almost every day, and they're saying, you know, they don't feel any help is coming. Even the temporary shelters that were provided by some international aid agencies were not adequate. They're small, and they cannot, you know, withstand the weather. Even small amounts of rain were able to penetrate these shelters and damage these temporary homes.
Right, Ashraf, and how about the pledges that are supposed to help remedy the situation? I mean, Qatar pledged over $1 billion in the U.S., not much less. How come none of this money has made its way into the besieged territory?
Well, some of the donors are actually dragging their feet. For example, Qatar said that the $1 billion it pledged was already paid to construct some roads last year in the Gaza Strip. And some other countries are saying that money that they paid a year or 2 years ago to the Palestinian Authority was part of that pledge. So basically, out of the $5.5 billion that were pledged in Egypt to help rebuild Gaza, around only maybe 2%, as I remember, only reached the Gaza Strip and was distributed to some homeless families through United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA.
Right, Ashraf, is it true that Tel Aviv is also withholding some tax revenues from getting back into Palestinians' hands because out of spite, we got reports that it was out of spite for the Palestinians joining the ICC?
Yes, well, for the third month in a row, Israel has been holding tax money, has been collecting on behalf of the Palestinian Authority. Israel collects taxes on behalf of the Palestinian Authority as part of the so-called Oslo Peace Accord. And this mechanism has been hurting the Palestinians, as whenever Israel pleases, it just squeezes the Palestinian Authority by withholding that money. So the last three times Israel held that money, withheld that money, is because of the Palestinians applying to the Rome Statute and the International Criminal Court.
So what's the fate of these Palestinian families going to be during this winter? What's their next, what's their obvious recourse? Do they have any recourse to try to get any kind of aid to get them through this harsh winter?
Well, people are helpless. They don't know what to do. They they turn to their family, to relatives for help. Basically, even without the recent Israeli war in Gaza, almost 80% of Gazans were living on handouts given by international agencies, and the situation is only getting worse. Basically, what international aid agencies are doing to the Palestinians, to the displaced Palestinians of Gaza, is band-aid. This is what they're bandaging the situation. They're not fixing anything, and they're not giving real solution for the displaced families.
Thank you, Ashraf. That's our own Press TV's Ashraf Shannon reporting out of Gaza. Thanks for your input there, Ashraf.